Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Exodus 23 today, verses 1 through 3. Exodus 23, verses 1 through 3 says, "You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. You shall not fall in with the many to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit, siding with the many so as to pervert justice, nor shall you be partial to a poor man in his lawsuit." Now, I want you to notice what God's saying here in this section. I'm going to read these verses to you again. I want you to listen closely, but I'm going to pull out a couple of things that God's bringing out in these laws. He says, "You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. You shall not fall in with the many to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit siding with the many so as to pervert justice, nor shall you be partial to a poor man in his lawsuit." Number one, God's saying, don't be persuaded or influenced for evil by the masses. I hope you understand that there is such a thing as groupthink and mass hysteria. When Jesus was on trial before Pilate and the Sanhedrin, those masses of people didn't come to Jerusalem to yell, "Crucify him." They came to Jerusalem for the Passover and to worship. But while they were there, the priests went in among the crowd and began to work them up. And next thing you know, the crowds are all yelling, "Crucify him." Folks, there's power in masses. And that's why the wicked try to control the media. Because the more you can get everybody thinking in the same way, the more you can get things done. And God's word says, do not be persuaded or influenced for evil by the masses. Number two, he says this: the wicked will be many. Did you catch that? Don't fall in with the many to do evil. Don't siding with the many to pervert justice. You know, the Bible says that narrows the road that leads to eternal life and few there be that find it. Wide's the path that goes to destruction and many are the ones who go that way. Let me read it to you. It's in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Jesus says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Folks, did you catch that? There's preachers out there today that say becoming a Christian is easy. All you do is just pray this prayer. Jesus himself said in the parable of the soils, there are going to be those that spring up, but trouble comes and they go away. But they prayed a prayer. Doesn't matter. Bible says there's going to be seed that falls on the thorny soil and they spring up. Sure looks like salvation, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of wealth choked it. Actually, only those who are willing to forsake mother and father and land and homes and wealth and self can truly be the followers of Jesus Christ. It's hard to follow Jesus. Oh, his yoke is easy and his burden is light for those who come to know him and learn how to live by his spirit and the power of his spirit. But folks, listen closely. Jesus himself said, count the cost before you decide to follow me, because you're going to be an enemy of the world. You're going to be swimming against the tide. You're going to be having to fight your flesh. You're going to have to fight against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Satan and his minions aren't going to be harassing those who are already on their team as much as they'll be going after those of us who are on Christ's side. Oh, they can't do anything without the Father's permission. But God allows, for his purposes, us to come forth as gold. We'll be tried by the fire. For his sake, we're considered as sheep to be slaughtered. We're given over to death every day long. But for those who are willing to hang on, because he's the way and the truth and life, and no one else can go to the Father except through Jesus, those of us who know this, we'll be rewarded one day, a 100-fold, Jesus said. And when Noah built the altar to the Lord, God told him something. He said, the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. By the way, that includes you and me too. But thank the Lord, we were a part of the many, but because of Jesus and his grace and our responding to Jesus' offer of salvation by faith, we've become no longer a group of the part of the many, but the few. Folks, in these days we live in, keep in mind, the increase of wickedness is going to get worse. But those who follow the Lord, even though small in number, will be rewarded. Lots more to share from Exodus, but we'll get there now on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Joel. Hope to see you then.